Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, September 22, 2018 is Guy Burgess. Guy Francis de Moncey Burgess, April 16, 1911, August 30, 1963, was a British diplomat and Soviet agent, a member of the Cambridge Five spy ring that operated from the mid-1930s to the early years of the Cold War. His defection in 1951 to the Soviet Union, with his fellow spy, Donald MacLean, led to a serious breach in Anglo-American intelligence cooperation, and caused long-lasting disruption and demoralization in Britain's foreign and diplomatic services. Born into a wealthy middle-class family, Burgess was educated at Eton College, the Royal Naval College, Dartmouth, and Trinity College, Cambridge. An assiduous networker, he embraced left-wing politics at Cambridge and joined the Communist Party of Great Britain. He was recruited by Soviet intelligence in 1935, on the recommendation of the future double agent Kim Philby. After leaving Cambridge, Burgess worked for the BBC as a producer, briefly interrupted by a short period as a full-time MI6 intelligence officer, before joining the Foreign Office in 1944. At the Foreign Office, Burgess acted as a confidential secretary to Hector MacNeil, the deputy to Ernest Bevin, the foreign secretary. This post gave Burgess access to secret information on all aspects of Britain's foreign policy during the critical post-1945 period, and it is estimated that he passed thousands of documents to his Soviet controllers. In 1950, he was appointed second secretary to the British Embassy in Washington, a post from which he was sent home after repeated misbehavior. Although not at this stage under suspicion, Burgess nevertheless accompanied MacLean when the latter, on the point of being unmasked, fled to Moscow in May 1951. Burgess's whereabouts were unknown in the West until 1956, when he appeared with MacLean at a brief press conference in Moscow, claiming that his motive had been to improve Soviet-West relations. He never left the Soviet Union. He was often visited by friends and journalists from Britain, most of whom reported on a lonely and empty existence. He remained unrepentant to the end of his life, rejecting the notion that his earlier activities represented treason. He was well provided for materially, but as a result of his lifestyle his health deteriorated, and he died in 1963. Experts have found it difficult to assess the extent of damage caused by Burgess's espionage activities, but consider that the disruption in Anglo-American relations caused by his defection was perhaps of greater value to the Soviets than any information he provided. Burgess's life has frequently been fictionalized and dramatized in productions for screen and stage. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:12 UTC on Saturday, September 22, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Guy Burgess. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joanna. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.